Quiet, man, listen a minute.
The Tsai's wife sent up to us for dessert a little,
some of Henry's strawberry cake there.
Oh, vodka.
Yeah. Oh, I could make a pumpkin pie with rum.
What an actor's one of my brother's friends.
When the summer's gone and all the roses falling, it's you must go and I must buy. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow. Snow, it's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
He's a fucker. He's sober tonight. If he was drunk, he'd sound better.
Yes, very good, Al. I should have brought my teeth.
You know what gets me? He sings these songs in the wrong place. He went to the American Sons of Italy last year and he started singing Danny Boy. Right, Al?
Davey, you got Colby?
You don't want
some Italian sons.
He went to the Irish. I don't know. I've got to stay here for a while.
I remember if I can get fucking the moment.
Nothing.
It's not good.
Coffee.
Yeah. That's good coffee.
Delicious.
Irish coffee.
That's the first time he's gone. They were out 99 years
old.
He's spent it. He's already had one of these.
He's
already had one of these in this gun. He's put me down.
You had a few. In it.
You.
They kind of turn a glass.
Yeah, that damn martini you fixed me was. You wanted to know how we made martini.
Sugar.
Those are a little strong, maybe.
Cinnamon.
Deadly. Yeah.
That's like Bob did.
I had four drinks and Bob had three sides and one. What happened?
They pour some coffee into it. You know, all the time this guy. The head waiter's doing all this, you know.
Yeah, the time you're drinking this alcohol.
Yeah, they burn the alcohol up, but goddamn.
Whenever Al
writes, I was asked for a couple of
hours. I always remember John Sheehan. John
always had a dog, huh? You don't burn it away.
Haven't seen
him
for
a lot of money.
You
spend it all.
Well, that's what money's payment for.
Joe coming back.
No. Okay, it was $8 a day for four months, and we went up to $10.75 a day.
That's what we're putting a plan.
You're talking about
Air Force. You ain't telling.
Air Force. How long were you in? Oh, I know. He was in World War
II. The big one, right, Pete?
Yeah, he was the navigator.
The exact same plane?
He was the navigator. I was the tail gunner.
No, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
No wonder we almost
and
lost the war.
Yeah.
And they were in the big war. They were in the big
was
war.
Was that the big war?
That's the big
1917?
War.
1917? You guys are that old?
That was a big one.
He saw where we were going, and I was telling him where we'd been.
Geez, that must have been a team,
yeah.
I'll tell you.
It hey, sure was. Neither one of us
knew what
was
right. That's why we didn't want it, and they didn't know where they were.
There was only one thing wrong.
The guy in the middle,
you did. You weren't a bombardier.
Yeah.
We have a bum today.
In our pilot's eyes, we were when we went over. We were bums and meat.
Yeah, the Belgians are only bombardiers.
What were you, Bill? Remember checks?
That's right.
I'm a bombardier.
Did you hear him say that?
A bombardier. A pilot.
He didn't like
being here because he came from New York.
You know, in Ron's plane, the pilot, the co-pilot, the navigator, the tail gunner, and the bombardier, they all sit in one seat. One seat.
Yeah, that's a no plane.
That's a one-man airplane.
They're all queers.
But what can it be, Jake?
See, that's why they save. That's why they save a lot of money now. Instead of four men, they have one.
Hey, hold on.
See that?
Well, what gets me is how.
That's a good drink.
How old are you? Keep saying.
Good drink. It's
They've got more bones.
You think you're gonna make sausage tonight?
150.
Yeah. You damn right I'll make it.
The evening's young then, right?
Right.
Wait a minute.
But you know why?
You know why?
After the dinner starts.
There's a lot of trees.
Why makes me
you need to knock those trees down.
Nothing gets touched.
No, World War II, they were going out. They'd hit a town, you know? You wipe
but
the town
also
out.
Also, what got me
hey, Jimmy,
was the first time
I was on the Irish coffee.
What are those big jobs? 52?
You got an they can't hit their ass.
if they hit the earth,
they're lucky. They get a bullseye.
Oh, we don't go for this. We don't go for that. We don't.
Thank
go.
You.
The only town ever get shot at. Nobody can reach him.
Harry's they dropped somebody in bombs over there. They can't carry him.
They were going over north. They were going.
Oh no, we're against this wall. We're against.
That's right, boys. That pissed some guys off.
They really spiked this one. They made a. They were down there.
When they're fat, dumb, and happy, they're having a good time, and they get a little action and get shot at.
I
didn't expect to get that kind of stuff.
You
got an A7 or an F4, one of those, you go up there, and before you get the plane, you know you're going to get shot at. They bought themselves. They didn't use any common sense at all on those bombing missions.
I would have to come back and pick you up something in there.
That's the new Air Force.
It's all politics. That's the bad part about it.
The new Air Force.
You can't fight a war anymore.
Well, you can't.
You're
right. You got to click them.
You can't leave it up to the line jock, and you can't say go do it. You have to go do it. By the way, they want you to do it.
Make sure you bring one of those guys up here.
Probably will.
What, a B-52 guy?
No.
We don't even talk to those codes.
No. But one of the few that said, no, I can't go over there.
We don't have any in the A7. Well, we don't have any in the A7.
Bill wants to talk to him at the Third Foundation.
Bill, you want to hear this? You want to hear this? They go up there on the A7 bomb missions, and when they go up, they see that their target is close to the Hanoi Hill. And they plan their bombing mission. So when they drop their bombs, they're going to pull off right over to Hilton. And those guys are looking up, seeing those A-7s come off target. And none of them even believe that they were up there, because nobody even knew. None of the guys up there knew the A-7s were flying, because we got over there late in the war.
You think those guys
plan their mission, they're going to go up there, and they're going to take off, and they'll say, okay, this is the best way out, this here. Shit, no. They look at the map, and they say, there's the Hanoi Hilton right there.
We come on target,
we're flying right over there. We're giving the guys an air show on the way home.
They should never really come over there because they should do something else.
No.
Fighter pilots are better than Marines.
Here we go.
Let me tell you what.
Well, now, here's the fighter pilot Marine. Okay.
See,
I don't know.
Under the new technology.
Is he also a fighter pilot?
The new technology. The new technology.
He's on the whole right arm.
He's feeding everything to the computer. The one step rake-off goes to the airport.
The rake-off? What's that shit?
Rake off.
Oh, boo.
Shit.
What did 2017?
Well, he put the Marine Corps there in World War II. What was that, World War II?
No, it was World War
One.
One.
No, they didn't have the course. He must have been World War II. They didn't have it back then.
Okay, now we've had the mission in the
B-17. I was in World War I. You had to ask him.
We've had a mission in the B-17, the B-52, the A-7. Now I want to hear about some deer hunting. Lefty still has to tell me how he shot his deer. Come on, Lefty.
Isn't that?
I told you.
were you alone?
Sent a letter to Congress.
I paced it off. It was about 60, 65 yards. All I could see was...
Jesus, last time I was 40.
Were you alone? I was alone. You think they got politics in Vietnam? They got politics over here, too.
It was a pretty good shot. All I could see was that. Yeah. And then...
Why did you break the horn?
That's all I could see. And then Gig come down and help me.
Yeah, Giggy was on the planning commission.
Where is Gig? He's gone.
Giggy was on a planning commission.
Did you use your 30-06?
That's what he did with the Salt Lake.
No, 30-30. Carving?
Salt Lake.
Is that what he was?
They do kill deer, Ron.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I don't believe they killed deer.
I've gotten 307. I've gotten quite a few. Yeah, 30-30.
First time I ever shot the gun. Nobody else. First time I ever shot that gun. My.
The first time you ever got a shot at a deer.
I like my 30-32. It's a nice little weapon.
Mine's so damn light, it's like a little pea shooter.
Yeah, I like to carry it. That's why I like
Herman's
it.
Herman's running a sail on it.
Hand puts right on it.
My little 30-30, I've got it cut it down, you know. Mine was a real old saddle gun with the metal plate. I took that off, and I took the chamber off the top so I can only put in about 5 shots in it. Thing I can pull up by the trigger and swing it. Still doesn't
Chuck Connors, right? Open sides in the
yard. You want to see me after 30?
Yeah.
Ask him.
You want to go shop, shop?
All I know is that open sight. My rifle went off and the deer lay there, and that's all I want.
Open sights.
Come on.
Too much, Peter.
How are you doing? You want anything a little lighter than this, smaller than this?
Huh?
Be careful.
This is all in yours.
I cut the goddamn little thing off here, see?
Cut this down yourself?
Yeah. And took the steel butt off and put a pad on here.
But that's a damn light and small. You can hold it out this way and shoot it.
Yeah.
Good girl. That's the one he
shot.
That's the one he shot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got new sights on it too, don't you?
Yeah, buckhorn.
The buckhorn. That's the best part of the gun. Open buckhorn.
Well, it's basically the same sight as what we've got on ours, but.
I'll tell you, you know, when you go through the woods and you separate the twigs to sneak through, you sneak through with that.
Well, they say it's not the gun.
Okay, Pete. I want to hear how did you shoot your deer, Pete?
I'll show you the green daddy of that gun. So don't try and convince us that it was a
good short gun.
I told you I tripped and fell, the rifle went off, and that's all.
And you got up and cleaned the deer.
That's all.
Great.
You did it all by yourself, too.
Oh, yeah.
Get independent.
Fucking fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you say it's light?
Sure, it's light. I think it's light. That's not heavy.
Well, he's used to something.
Look at this. Let me just show you something. This is the best part of it.
This is the scene.
Get a grin, Daddy, you're not going to know.
It doesn't even touch the ground.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me go get my gun.
It doesn't touch the ground.
No.
Well, you didn't cut the barrel.
Really? You don't have guns like these.
Hell no. But you can walk through the woods this way. You separate the twigs.
That's a 32 special.
You run all the time.
That's the grand, I know. That's a Winchester. That's a 94 32 special.
Same moving on.
That's bigger than the granddaddy.
Yes, sir. Much bigger.
That's a bigger caliber than that. That's a...
It's heavier.
Knock them down faster and harder.
So this is the
well, I'll tell you something. I don't want to press.
No mauling.
This here. It holds seven shells.
Well, that's all he did. He cut down one by.
Yeah, I don't want to brag about anything.
Yeah.
To this
but
point
this
here.
Thing has
I have
never
a 30
fired.
Ooh, I have the
that's a 35.
This thing has never fired more than one shot at anything.
Same model.
It's not.
That's the gun.
One more do you want?
A custard you.
I hit one in the shoulder one time.
I said to him, this type of gun, not this particular weapon.
Oh, not that one.
I have one also. I have a 32 special and I have a 30-30. And they're both good guns.
That is one humper gun.
That's the same size as Pops.
The exact same thing as this, except that's a 32.
George, the only thing you need on this is a good eyesight.
Can I see that? You,
don't change your sight to those guns.
No, no, I mean eyesight.
Oh, good eyesight.
All right? Now, I got to hunt with glasses.
It's light,
now.
You
I
can
mean,
hunt
get to
your
a point
pocket.
Where that, I need
like
the sight for a lot more reason.
Yeah, but it would
I mean,
heavy.
When I pull up on this, I got to look a little bit.
An open buckhorn, you can't
sight.
Be.
You know, right?
Tip your front white.
That's an open buckhorn, right.
Well,
nice sight.
It's there, but I mean, if that deer wasn't standing still, I mean, maybe I'd
tip it white. You'll
job.
Pick it up
you
in your knee a lot quicker.
I know.
Leave it open. You don't know anything about guns.
You know. But
use nail polish.
I've gotten running deer with this thing here. I imagine it's about 120 yards on a running deer with this thing, and I dropped him.
That's a deal.
Question.
Put in your pocket.
I'm sorry.
Put in your pocket.
I never caught a deer like that.
You don't have to worry about
running deer.
I
caught a kill with this. It was running down on the side, going like a shot on a hill.
He's got
the
gunner.
Let me tell you, you'll never miss with that one. If you pull up and aim it,
we lost
never miss.
It's
not a cardiac hill that I climbed
up there. The only deer I ever.
I got to climb
the hill. Okay. You know what?
I got
breaks.
You got to do it. Everybody talks about it. I gotta do it.
What's that?
I got a head cardiac.
You know what I tell you what? When I'm racked out some afternoon, you can try it.
95.
I gotta hit it.
You got my
hey, it's not there if these guys all talk about cardiac.
There's no reason to. I don't say
this type of
no reason to. We may do it.
No, I'm gonna do it.
You want for a
young guy?
I wanna do it. You show it to me? I'm gonna climb it.
We'll climb.
I wanna see how bad it is.
We'll climb cardiac.
You don't have to climb
it. No, we'll do it. After I get my gear tomorrow, we'll climb it. We'll get my gear tomorrow.
We'll get it.
Better be out tomorrow.
Right?
The 30-30 your aunt bought for me 26 years ago.
It looks as... That's a nice 30-30.
How old is yours, Pops?
I bought mine in 1930.
And your guns today don't match those weapons.
No. Six.
Herman's was running these 30-30s, model 94s on sale this past week for $65.
No, 38.
37 for me. Yeah. Put it right on the top of the bunk. On the top bunk.
And, George?
Ready? I'll see you how you got that.
No, you won't.
Aren't you going in tomorrow, Bill?
That's beautiful.
Bill? You're not hunting tomorrow?
We're both going up.
Bob's coming up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He's going to use
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's a good gun.
I called Bob last week. He
said, fuck it. I got a good gun.
Oh, I know.
I called the gun I got you straight.
What do you got?
Hey, Reed,
I got him. I need a 300 Savage.
Can you read that there?
That's it. He kills deer, whatever you want.
Just let me read this because I got the glasses on.
We got to put another notch on it.
32 special. No difference in velocity.
I ballistic. Keep a little notch along there.
Is that
there.
Right?
Yeah, a little
who
notch.
Who made this?
I made a notch on it. Yeah. That's I kid you not.
Oh, are you kidding
that
me?
That is where I am.
Yeah, I'll put it right back in your mind. It's the
not.
Biggest piece of
the
junk
that
made.
It's not made in that box. Ballistic couple of guns.
That's right. I hit where
hey,
Bob said
you can't be talked to.
Listen.
No, not when you're talking to me.
You hit that.
It's the ballistic of all guns.
No.
Jesus, don't be so fucking thick.
What's that
thick? I know slide rules, and if Monlin made...
You know slide rules as a fucking thing you pay $1 for. They wouldn't be selling for fucking dollar.
What's this?
How many you want a fucking option at a time?
What?
The thing tells you that the 33 and the 32 special are the same gun as no. There's no ballistic changes.
Come here, you're
wrong. I'm wrong?
Well, no, you're wrong. That's wrong.
That's wrong. Okay, that's right. Better.
Right.
I personally,
I personally
don't give a good fuck. Because they're both the same, no matter how you look at it.
I love it.
But it's right there.
I love it.
They tell
fucking that you were a jet fighter. I wasn't paying less. I wasn't listening.
He's an ace.
Never.
He's
never
an ace.
Jet fighter. Never flew a jet in my life.
Marlon makes it.
Never.
Giggy, he's an ace.
Giggy,
he has this.
We had 32 specials and had 30-30s through Maine, you know. In Maine, most of the deer hunters in Maine carried 32 specials or 30-30 in the combine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but they're basically...
Ballistic-wise, they're the same. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the gun.
I realize that.
There's more lead than 30-30, 32, isn't there?
It must be much more.
It must be more weight on it.
The grain of the bullet is right there. It tells you for 180 grain bullet, 170 grain bullet.
The diameter is probably different. It's
44, right?
The diameter was different. It couldn't fit in the fucking chamber. The lead's the same.
The
bore is the same.
Yeah, it's got a lot of powder behind it, right?
Not much.
So why they call it?
No.
Hell, I don't know.
Because they...
I pull a trigger, the gun goes off. I don't care.
It's like the fisherman, you know. Yeah,
wait a minute.
Lord.
Hey, Gig, you know what makes the
turn? I'll have a little more mist.
Right?
Gig,
what do you want?
A little more mist.
Yeah, show
him. Yeah. Yeah.
He gets drunk pretty easy.
You know what that is?
You reload, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference between a straight and a dovetail? What's the difference between a straight projectile and a dovetail?
They overwork.
I really don't know what to tell you, Hank.
You reload, right? You're an expert. You know everything.
What's
a dovetail?
You said it.
I'm
just telling you, Hank.
What's
a dovetail?
Marlin
put out a shot.
Marlin puts out for what they want.
Fucking thing.
Marlin
is the one who's going to leave. There's 15 guns or 20, 30 guns in there.
Gig, what's a dovetail shell?
What the fuck do I know?
Okay, no argument. Right? No concept. But a 32 special is a dovetail.
I could put a Spitzer in there. I could have put a fucking bulldozer in there. I could put a hollow frame. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about when you tell me that. You know what a Spitzer is, Hank?
Nope.
Okay, so there's a fucking same difference.
You're right.
But they got either scope on the model or...
That's right. That's swimming. That's what
like
you're
like a model 94, like your shark. See, they have scopes on them.
Yeah.
Here comes the judge.
Why are you?
You're supposed to be a fucking expert in bullets?
No. I know one thing when I'm pulling...
Hermie, you loaded your own, didn't
you? Yeah, I still do.
That's a nice weapon you got. It's a gorgeous...
That gun you couldn't buy from me.
The 94?
That one, yes. I shot a lot of things.
You can shoot anything if you're good.
It's a dovetail and...
No, no dovetail. Dovetail is on a sight. A bow tail.
Well, I'll bring up Stalker's catalog.
Well, I'll tell you, that's what you just did. That's what you're doing. You're spending money. Then go ahead.
Have fun, man. Have fun. Don't argue. Just have fun.
Spend your money. What you want.
Well, I don't.